Whitehorse City Council is postponing adopting the Whitehorse North Trail Plan until the middle of August. The trail plan, which serves the Hidden Valley and McPherson subdivisions, proposes a number of motorized and non-motorized trails. Snowmobilers would be allowed to use the non-motorized trails in the winter. It was introduced at June 30's council meeting. A previous version of the trail plan was adopted in 2022, but public concern over the public engagement process resulted in a renewed trail plan development. Coun. Ann Midler brought forward a motion to postpone the council vote on adoption to August 11, the next city council meeting scheduled after the council's summer recess. Midler cited her need for more time to gain information. The motion to postpone was passed unanimously, with support from every council member. The motion also followed a delegation from Hidden Valley resident Liz Reichenbach, who asked council to either vote against adoption of the trail plan, or to delay making a decision. Reichenbach said that the statistics shared at last week's council meeting, which showed 67% of survey respondents opposing banning snowmobiles, were an inaccurate, skewed reflection of true supporters in favor of snowmobiles on non-motorized trails. Reichenbach said that the survey questions didn't have enough detail. She said that she had spoken with residents who preferred narrower trails. She said they would have opted for non-motorized trails without snowmobiles. She recommended council make all trails within the Whitehorse North Trail system non-motorized, without exemption, for safety reasons. When the trail plan was presented before council at the previous council meeting, Trails Coordinator Colby Noller told councillors that engagement involved mailouts to people's homes, a survey, and an open house. The staff report presented to council said 26 people attended the open house, and 73 people responded to the city's survey. The report said 67% of respondents opposed banning snowmobiles. Noller said an additional 12% indicated they were neutral. Around 3% identified concerns with snowmobiles on non-motorized trails, and 12% preferred no snowmobiles on non-motorized trails. Coun. Lenore Morris said she supported Coun. Midler's measure to postpone, but also said she thought the public engagement turnout was impressive. I think the difficulty is that there is a real diversity of views, particularly on the snowmobile issue, but on motorized vehicles generally, and I think that it's hard to come to a solution that's going to satisfy everybody, Morris said. She also said the extra time will give more time for councillors and the public to consider the trail plan. The trail plan will return to council for adoption on August 11. Contact Taylor Stockton at taylor.stockton@yukon-news.com.